AM 1050 WLIP. Welcome in, welcome back, WLIP Morning Show. I'm Pete Sargent, joined in the studio now by Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Pete. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing very well today. Excited to be talking about, continuing series of some summertime related pet topics for us
today. Well, it is that time of year.
Got to get it all in. Just like events, we have to get all the summertime topics in while it's still summer.
Right, and in Wisconsin, that's all of like about 3 days.
It's narrow.
Right? Although it's been nice. The weather's been good. So it's, it could rain less maybe.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed on the events that we want to participate in. Because
rain in your events is always a wet blanket.
Not good. Also, if you think you're going to go out and enjoy nature, especially with your pets, you don't want weather wrecking that either, right?
No, you don't want weather wrecking that. But, camping is something that people have. I don't know. As a kid, family would go camping. We didn't take the dog with us. Now everybody takes their dog with them when they go camping. In fact, I can envision, although my son and his girlfriend went camping, this is last summer, they found out they really didn't enjoy camping. They might enjoy glamping, but camping was not it. But if they did go again, I could see they would take their cats because they've got a stroller for their cats. They've got a tent, so they'll take the cats outside the apartment for a little walk and find a spot in a park and pop up the tent, and then the cats get to sit in the tent and they sit there and they chill with the cats out in the outdoors. So
nice.
It is one of those things. But if you are going to take your cat and or dog out, you probably ought to have some things prepared. So, to pack their IDs, make sure that they have collars with IDs on them. If you're going camping, it's not a bad idea to have the collar that has your cell phone printed on it, embroidered into it, or a tag that at least, if you've got the collar that has your cell phone number on it, the tag's not going to come off, right? That's just the whole collar would have to come off. Making sure that their microchip identification information is up to date with your cell phone in it. So if they do get lost, because that happens, you're out for a walk and all of a sudden the dog sees a squirrel and takes off. And of course, if you're out in the wild, that squirrel can go a really long way.
That's
There's
right.
no fence in the way.
And all of a sudden, you got Call of the Wild going on. Right,
right, exactly. Yeah. And you're like, Fido! So leashes and harnesses and tie-outs. So I'm not a big fan of tie-outs because I've seen too many dogs go, there's that rabbit, and I'm chasing after it, and they hit the end of the leash. But they're not a bad thing in a campground. Certainly get the ones that screw down into the ground, because if you just get the little stake that slides in, it can slide right back out. So first aid kit. They can run into things out there. They can literally run into things,
right?
They run right through a barbed wire fence, and that's kind of like running through a set of Ginsu knives. So, that can cause some lacerations, having some bandage material. They can step on things. They can step on broken glass, because not everybody's courteous at campsites. They don't always clean up, right? Unfortunately.
Right.
So be sure, leave it better than you found it. Sometimes that doesn't take much.
a little extra effort goes a long way.
Right. So maybe leave it 1,000 times better than you found it. Food and water bowls. So, plus the food and water. It's not a bad idea to have some bottled water to take along for everybody.
Right.
Dog included. Because we don't want them drinking out of that stagnant water that's been sitting there for weeks and growing Lord knows what. And then certainly we don't want them starving. Or that rabbit may become the dinner meal. So bring some food and water.
Turns into a hunting expedition.
And my personal pet peeve, poop bags.
Yes.
If you've got your dog out in the wild, and I understand you're out in the wild, but you know what? The next person hiking along does not want to have your dog poo on the bottom of his shoe.
Yeah, it's not that wild.
It's not that wild.
Undiscovered country.
No, right. You're not out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, Bong is a nice area. Let's keep it nice.
Right, right.
Curb the dog. Even in the grass. So take that poop bag, pick up after it, and then find the receptacle that's supposed to go into. Blankets or beds. Not a bad thing to have something to lay down. I mean, like we'd like a little picnic blanket. The dog may not mind it either. And certainly if your dog's used to a bed, they're going to like a bed in the campground area.
I would too in the tent.
Oh, man. Right. Some of those air mattresses I've slept on before weren't quite. I think they were maybe a sheet and not really a mattress. Toys, something for them to play with. It's not a bad thing to have something to keep them preoccupied besides the neighbors walking past, the dog, other dogs, so giving them something to preoccupy themselves with, a little Kong with a little peanut butter stuffed into it. Things before you go, maybe give us a phone call. Get them checked out. Make sure that they're up to date on their vaccines, because if you are going out around other critters, you may come into contact with things. And so it's one of those things. Make sure that they're up to date. And certainly, mosquitoes are out.
Yes.
So are the ticks. Ticks have been out for a long time. We've had ticks for months. But with the warmer weather we're having, the fleas are going to start to come out. So making sure that you've got the intestinal, internal, external parasiticides on board, very important. And then certainly making sure that they're up to date on their vaccines and leptospirosis, because if you're out and about, you're even more exposed than you are in your backyard. But it's everywhere, so make sure they're up to date. Trail training. This is something that you should probably take them out for a walk. If you're going to go hike the trails, like if you're going to the Kettles and you're going to go hike those trails, mm-hmm. I've done this before and it's really nice. There's like not many people out there. And all of a sudden, there's people. And my dog's off a leash. And it's like, oh, geez, look, there's another group of people with another dog. And it's like, let's get the dog back. So doing some work ahead of time, making sure they're okay with it. Wildlife awareness. When we were out in the Kettles, did not realize this. I had never really thought about it. Wild turkeys. They roost in trees.
Oh.
And they're really big birds.
Yeah.
And the dogs got freaked out because there were these giant birds up in the trees. So horses, if you're out in a lot of state parks, there are horse trails. And you'll randomly come upon one, two, three horses. And so that's something that you might want to just make sure that they're, if you see one, leash your dog. Mm-hmm. Because if they've never seen one, they're going to go, what the, and you know, have a reaction. Campfire caution. Hair is combustible, even your dog's hair.
Yeah.
So don't let them get near the campfire. We don't want to have the dog wind up having a Michael Jackson incident. Temperature checks. You need to have them. And I always think about this. This thing. If they're dark in color, they absorb sunlight.
Right.
So
right.
If you're out in the sunshine, it's 80 degrees and you're wearing a nice little, you know, dry weave shirt and some shorts and you're all
moisture wicking
material, and your dog's out there wearing a black parka.
Right.
It's going to get hot. So if it is hot outside, and I would say hot for a dog is anything above 45.
No.
Which most of us are not out there camping at 45.
No.
It's just sequentially going to get warmer
right.
the hotter it goes. Now, when we're very comfortable at 75, maybe 80 degrees, the dog is sweltering.
Not as furry as the dog.
No, right. So even my lack of hair on top of my head, it's still toasty. And then nighttime visibility. If you are going to have your dog out at night, and I've got a set of these at home. These are really cool. I mean, you can get these on Amazon. You can get everything on Amazon. But
it's true.
But LED light collars. So they've just got a little band of LED lights in it. It's a little rechargeable battery pack that's on it. You poke the button, it'll either stay on, or you poke it a second time, it now flashes. So you've got this, and you can get, if you've got three dogs, you can get three different colors.
It's like the little wands that you get at parades or at the fireworks. Right. Yeah.
And you can turn those things on. You can now see your dog like half a mile away in the pitch black, because they've now got this neon pink or blue or whatever color you're going to get them. And it's really kind of cool, because you can now see where they're at,
right.
as opposed to the black dog in the middle of the night where there is no moon out, they're gone.
Yeah.
But they've got their handy dandy little neon collar on.
And people see that from a long way.
You can see that from a long ways away. So at least you know which direction they're going to follow after them. If you're out camping, though, and it's nighttime, certainly I'd recommend a leash, not off leash stuff. And then making those memories, adventure times, taking hikes by the streams. If you're going to go by a stream, though, remember that water is moving.
Mm-hmm.
And if the dog goes in, it may not realize that water's moving, and then it's going to have to struggle more to swim. Ponds are much better to go swimming in than streams. Easy climbs and open meadows. Those are, you know, don't go to Mount Everest and think we're going to go climbing with the dog. So just nice, gentle hills. Quiet times, little naps, you know, those are nice to take. And certainly, take your camera, take your phone, because you're going to want to take photos. I mean, we always talk about being in the moment. That's kind of the new thing. But sometimes pulling that phone out and snapping the photo, that moment may last you longer then, because you can keep that now indefinitely.
Right, right.
As long as your hard drive doesn't crash.
as you pay your cloud bill.
Right. And be flexible. These are your pets. They have no idea what your schedule is. They may decide to run off. So maybe if you're going to plan to go to a supper club later and the dog's going to stay in the camper, plan enough time to make sure you make it back to the camper so that you can get to your reservation time. Because the dog does not know you had a reservation.
Yeah.
So just some things to make things less stressful, because certainly being outside in nature should be less stressful.
That's right. You don't need to de-stress from vacation once you're back. You know
well,
what I mean?
No. Unless you have a highly active vacation.
Yeah, well, that's certainly a possibility. And I'm guessing having the pets along. Do you think it's more common to bring the pets camping because it is a vacation you can do with your pets as opposed to staying in the 4-star hotel somewhere?
Right. I do think that that's a much easier route for folks to go vacation with their pets, because a lot of the state parks and I don't know about national parks, but a lot of state parks will let you bring your dog in. You may have to pay a little, some of them I think have you pay a fee. Mm-hmm. So there's a small minimal fee because you've got to have a dog permit.
All right.
To have them out there. But you know, just check the regulations before you go. And if you've got a camper or whatnot, the dog goes along with, they're like, hey, I'm riding in the car and then I get to hang out in the camper. It's all cool. If they're staying in the camper, make sure that there's power and air conditioning, because those are just like your car. When the power's off, they are a giant greenhouse.
Right.
And they're just going to get hot.
Sweltering.
You do not want to come back from dinner to find the dog also got cooked.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
Right.
That's a good piece of advice.
That's a nightmare ending to your vacation. So, keep them in the AC, keep them cool. If you're really hot, they're even hotter.
Well, very good advice. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. I know he said it earlier on in the segment. A good first step is to bring the pet in, make sure they're all good to go before you head out on any kind of trip. And if people do want to make the appointment at Care Animal Hospital, how can they do so?
Well, then give us a phone call at 262-694-6515 or check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, always good to hear from you. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll see you next week, Pete.
WLIP Morning Show continuing on.